Moonlight, Paul, what do you think of Moonlight?
I loved it. There's something I liked about how challenging it was as an African-American film, that a lot of African-American films are kind of based to be challenging to maybe the white community. Mm. Well, this is one that was challenging the white community, but it's also very challenging to the black community, because the black community does not necessarily have the best pass when it comes to ideas about homosexuality.
Which this movie is about.
Yeah.
It's about a boy here, and it plays out in three parts.
Mm-hmm.
His childhood and his, what do we call that, the teen years?
Yeah,
and
is then, that junior
and
high?
Then, and then as an adult, and it kind of jumps, you know, it's this triptych of his life, and he is a gay, you know, character, and it's about him navigating or not navigating that.
Yeah, it's more, I think that his arrival to who he is isn't the best path. It takes him kind of longer in life, and I think a lot of the themes of the movie are people who put this shield up and try to disguise themselves and who they really are by this kind of rough exterior. You see that a lot when you see that kind of like far right wing ministers who turn out to be gay because they get caught with a male prostitute, and everybody's like, "Oh, it's so ironic." But it's not ironic at all. It's an internal way of dealing with who you are by externalizing a different image. And it's very much, I think, in this film where you have him as a kid trying to discover who he is. You have a second act, and it was based on a play, so it feels not stagey at all, not in a bad way, but it feels like it's a three acts that are very just separated, and you can see how it was a stage play. In the second act, he's learning a little bit more who he is, but there is another character who's a bully to him, who the film very intelligently hints is gay. It's not laid out at all, but there's just certain looks the bullies is giving that gives you this idea that this kid is not dealing with who he is, and his exterior is coming out in a way that bullies the main character. And then the third act, what's his name even? I wasn't prepared.
I don't remember.
I don't remember the character.
I don't remember the main character.
Yeah.
It goes by different names. It's Little Chiron and Black.
That's
depending
it. Okay.
On which act he's in.
Okay. And okay. Black. Okay. In the third act, he is this big, good-looking, bulked-up guy, and you could tell that even though he looks great, and even though he is a very fit person, you can tell he has his shield up because he makes a comment in the third act that he hasn't had sex in X amount of years. It's quite a few years. And you can tell that he's just dealing with these things. And that was the main theme that I got from it, is how what we put on the outside to deal with the inside. And the other thing is a lot of people are talking about the actor who's name in the first act, who everybody's talking about.
Mahershala.
That's it. Yeah. He's probably getting nominated. And he is great. I was listening to an interview with Barry Jenkins, who is the director of this, and he was talking about how when they were filming the first act, this character was so just riveting. And he was just called to be in the first act, and there was a little bit of pressure put on Jenkins, the director. This guy's too good. This character's too good. We got to keep him throughout the film. But he was insistent on this character disappearing after the first act.
Yep.
And he said the reason why is he wanted to give the feeling to audiences, specifically white audience, of what it's like to be a black kid who has a father figure that you really look up to and that you really idolize, and all of a sudden he's gone. And you never see him again, and what kind of damage that does to your life. And I thought that, like, the fact that this character, Ali's character, is so great, it really impacts the rest of the film. Like, his character is kind of just hanging on the rest of the film, and it's outstanding. Janelle Monáe, the great musician, she is in this too as his Ali's girlfriend. She's also in Hidden Figures, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently, she's a really good actress now. But she's great too. And it's really interesting because all three acts are very equal. I can't even pick out which act I like the most, but all three of them are very different, but great and very equal. And it's such a confident movie. It's so confident. It's so good.